This is a Fox News alert. Primetime coverage. I'm Lisa Lucera. The first in a series of hearings about the Capitol riot about to begin.
The goal for members of the House Select Committee is to paint a comprehensive picture of events leading up to the violent breach of the U.S. Capitol on January 6th of last year.
Makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up. I think that all Americans watching this will really understand and have a great amount of concern.
Committee member Democrat Elaine Luria says the panel will reveal never-before-seen video. Top House Republican Kevin McCarthy says tonight's hearing is a political stunt.
Why did they prolong it? Why do they pick daylight? Why are they picking before the election?
Tonight's hearing is the first of several public sessions planned over the next few months. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Excerpts from Chairman Benny Thompson's opening statement have been released. He's expected to say January 6th and the lies that led to insurrection have put 2.5 centuries of constitutional democracy at risk. The world is watching what we do here. America has long been expected to be a shining city on a hill, a beacon of hope and freedom. Murder charges are filed against a Michigan police officer in the killing of a black man in April.
Grand Rapids police officer Christopher Schur shot and killed a 26-year-old Patrick Leoya April 4th, who he pulled over for a false license plate. Body cam shows Leoya refused to cooperate, took off on foot and resisted, grabbing the officer's taser before Schur shot Leoya in the head.
The death was not justified or excused.
Kent County prosecutor Chris Becker.
I believe there's a sufficient basis to proceed on a single count of second-degree murder,
which carries up to life in prison for Officer Schur, who's been a cop since 2015.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Leoya's family has called his death an execution. Three people have died, a fourth person wounded after a shooting at a business in Smithsburg, Maryland. The suspect shot and wounded by police. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Officials in Montana say the state is dealing with a fentanyl epidemic.
In Montana, there were a record 87 fentanyl overdose deaths last year, an increase of 112%. In the first 3 months of this year, police seized 12,000 pills laced with fentanyl, more than was seized over the last 4 years combined. But State Attorney General Austin Newton says that's not nearly enough.
I feel like I'm trying to treat a gunshot wound with a Band-Aid. We don't have the resources to keep up. These cartels are making so much money, and the Biden administration has made it so easy for them to smuggle this poison across our southern border that we just can't keep up.
In Seattle, Dan Springer, Fox News.
The National Labor Relations Board has denied Amazon's request to bar the public from a hearing on the company's bid to overturn a historic union win at one of its warehouses in Staten Island, New York. With gas prices now at record highs, consumers are continuing to look for cheaper alternatives, but they're not having much luck.
I am at the Tesla Superchargers near the Philadelphia airport, and there is not a single one open. A lot more interest in electric cars these days, with gasoline setting all-time record highs. The problem with EVs right now? Finding one because of a shortage of product and affording one. Transaction price for the average vehicle in April, $46,000, according to Kelley Blue Book. The average transaction price for an EV, $65,000, even more. Ford CEO Jim Farley says there will soon be a price war on for EV manufacturers with more models coming online.
Fox's Jeff Flock. The Virginia General Assembly is tabling for the year legislation that would try to lure the Washington Commanders football team to the state. A lawmaker said there were too many issues to be resolved and controversy surrounding the team for the legislation to proceed, but it could be reintroduced next year. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.